We are back again. Chief, Cat and Danger are back again for 2014. Channel Crow and, of course, the People's Podcast returns, Chief. And we are on location today, Chiefy.
We are, and we've got a couple of special guests here today, but they're not wanting to speak. We've got Richard Douglas, club champion. Matty Wright. And Jock O'Connell has got the sack.
Yeah, you mentioned Chief, Cat, Danger. Where's Jock? What's happened?
Well, you're right, Cat. We have had someone lead us. And if I can paint the picture, Chiefy, Barry Downs for the LA Football Club. What's he done? Cat, what's he done?
I reckon I'm going to save my thoughts on this for Lynch's Lash.
Okay.
Well, I think Jock might feature a little bit later on.
Do you want to keep that?
We'll keep that one.
Okay, we'll keep that. We'll move on. Cat, we are on location.
In the lovely Parramatta. How are we settling in?
Oh, I tell you what, we went for a walk up the street.
You left the hotel.
Oh, I tell you what, Chief. I'm a little bit worried for a little bit.
Enjoying living in Adelaide, Cat?
Yeah.
I can re-emphasise that again and again.
Okay. You know, it's been a while since we've had our People's Podcast, and we've had a few new recruits. And
we have.
You know, a few staff have moved
I'm sick of hearing about them, though, Pat.
No, Chief. Just let me go on. So we've had a few staff, you know, move around a bit. Some that were based in Melbourne, Chief, are now based in Adelaide. Can you elaborate on who a few of those are, Kat?
James Posiadley.
No. I'm not talking about recruits.
No players.
We're also talking about coaching staff. Some that were based in Melbourne are now based in Adelaide.
No, I can't.
And told they can still do their job from Melbourne.
But chose, Chief, to come and do it in Adelaide. And I just don't... I'm not getting it. I don't understand it. Rob Harding, who is certainly a very important part...
This isn't on the run, Chief.
...of the Adelaide coaching staff, Chief. All of a sudden...
You're running with this panel.
He's living in Adelaide. Kate, can you elaborate? Why has he moved to Adelaide?
Because it's the city of churches. It's the place to be. Why wouldn't you want to be here?
You know what happens at churches, Chiefy? Marriages. Weddings. Weddings happen.
She's been a bit forward there, hasn't she?
I tell you what. Anyway, I'll move on without going into details there.
Well, Kate, you're giving us a run sheet here, and I'm not prepared.
Okay, well, the Chief is back. Danger.
Well, we've skipped a couple.
Chief is back.
Well, we can't talk about Jock. You put that
Sure. Yeah, I'm back.
He's back.
And when we arrived at the airport, Kat, it was a little bit embarrassing when we pulled into Sydney. The first thing the Chief said, it was this... Can you smell that, Danger? Fear. Fear. That's what I said.
This is not true. This is far from the truth. Everyone's had their two bobs worth since I've been here.
He reckons he smelt fear in the air of GWS, Cat. Because, of course, the last time we were here, the Chief kicked 10.
I did.
Oh, that's what happened.
Oh,
yeah.
I've forgotten about that.
I'd be scared too.
What else is on that run sheet, Chief?
Well, there's a couple of things. I just really want to get down to the point. We've got Richard Douglas and Matty Wright in the studio, but they're not talking.
Give it a snuff.
They're just sitting there with big grins on their face. We've got a club champion and in the room.
And a bloke that wears a jumper that's three times too big for him.
Come on. Richard, do you want to come over and say a few things?
Now that Jock is out, are we auditioning for another role?
I think we do need another
one. Could this be the start of the auditions?
I think it does. They won't be paid.
Not during the podcast, though. That's critical time we'd be taking away. It's not a learning procedure.
It's not.
Jock never really gave us much, so it's not that big of an issue.
Correct.
But certainly, GWS this week, Chief, it's our last practice game before round one, which is very exciting. And you're back in the side. You must be happy.
Yes. Pumped. Really pumped.
Well, can you elaborate on that, Chief?
Well, it's good to be back, but it's getting to that crunch time of the year where we're nearly ready to go. So, you know, if I wasn't to play this one, then it'd be tough to get going. So,
well, let's be honest, you probably won't play anyway. We're playing 24, so that's much of an issue. So.
Yeah. So I scraped in, basically, what you're saying. Probably wearing the vest. And, yeah, hopefully I can get out there and have a run around.
And we're back into the footy swing of things. But the off-season, what did you guys get up to? We haven't had a People's Podcast since last year.
It's been a long time.
Well, it's been a very big pre-season. The highlight has probably been just watching the boys run around from the window.
Doing a good job, guys. We'll see you later.
See, Richard, the boys have gone into a team meeting. We don't need to worry about that because we, of course, will run it.
We've got 4 minutes.
We've got plenty of time.
Speaking of Matty Wright, off-season highlights.
Phenomenal.
Oh yeah.
Not just on the field though.
Yeah. There's been some big things happen over the summer. Obviously, with Dave McKay's wedding coming up in the off-season this year, a few boys are under the pump. I felt the pressure, and Matty Wright has succumbed to that pressure.
So basically, it's $100,000 is down the drain.
Basically,
is that how much a wedding? I don't know how much a wedding cost, Chief.
So basically,
he's on big dollars. Let's be honest, he's on mega dollars, and it's all gone down the drain. And there goes 3 months of his wages.
Speaking of down the drain. Probably a low light is that Pat's lovely Marty's been away the whole summer.
Is it a low light, mate?
Well, you say that is. As I was talking about down the drain with money. Anyway,
Pat's been a real weirdo
the whole time that she's been away. Watching his favourite show, 24.
24, Jack
doesn't
Bauer.
Leave the house. He sits in a dark room and doesn't leave the house.
Cinema room, Chief. Put the new cinema room in. Looks very... And there's nothing
And no one's
watching.
Been invited around yet.
Now, which is Lash. I'm eager to get towards this, Chief.
We've got a couple of things to get on to, but Jock has left the room. And for all those listeners out there who... big fans of Jock, so I don't know if there's any.
I don't think there's any.
But anyway, Jock's taking on a different role at the club this year.
Team manager, Chief.
From the great Barry Downs, who is a legend.
Legend.
Of the club.
Jack Titus Award winner.
Now, today.
Now,
Barry is very thorough in his preparation.
Incredible.
And how hard he works.
Yep.
Makes it very easy for the players.
Incredible.
So we've got off the aeroplane today, and I've had to. Me and Josh Jenkins, who will feature at some stage during the podcast.
Oh, no doubt, there is.
I've had to take on the role of handing out bags and waiting by bags for half an hour.
You're joking, Chief. I didn't see this.
For half an hour, while everyone else is sitting on the bus and Jock's getting a muffin and a coffee.
Unbelievable.
He's ordering a coffee and getting a muffin, and we are sitting there handing out bags.
I can't believe it. I'm really disappointed because Bad, an absolute champion, Jock... Don't think he's earned the boys' trust yet, Kat.
Not yet. And on the bags, how on earth does anyone know which bag is theirs?
Well, I was packing my bag this morning and my zip broke because I've had the bag for 3 years. Very first day I walked into the club and Jock is that tight with handing out gear. Well, if you've got a bag, then you never allowed another one again. Well, starting to get ridiculous.
I know, because I've got the little gold logo, gold member.
Yeah, you've got the gold member.
I
only remember the gold letters that are up on the honour board when you walk in the club.
The modern members.
Yeah. Anyway,
that is all we've got time for.
One more thing I want to speak about like that. We do play tomorrow though.
We do. I'm looking forward to that. 2 o'clock, GWS, Blacktown.
At 12 o'clock on Saturday.
How good is this going to be, Chief?
The big family day.
Yep.
Big Not family day for the club. Chief. But if you come a couple of hours earlier and you bring your egg and bacon roll on the way, you can get a glimpse of our new development side's first game.
It's going to be exciting.
Jesus, Ian Callan and captaining in the side. It's going to be
for the first
brilliant.
Time. Yeah.
So certainly,
new jumpers out. Are the new jumpers out?
New jumpers. I don't know if they're out. Jeez.
Well, you have to come down and find out.
Come down, have a look. Ian Callan leading the side, coached by
Heath
Jennings.
Heath is pumped though. You should see Heath. He gets a bit of a strut around from this week from Heath.
Yes,
it did.
Doesn't
it? It did. I can't wait. I hope I'm going to get there and listen to his speech.
Yep, you'll probably be giving the speech. You
no. I'm playing tomorrow.
Alright boys, good to have you back.
Thanks,
back
Kat.
Into the team meeting.
Can't wait.
I prefer the three of us. I'm glad Jock's gone.
I know. Last. It's going to be a great year. The People's Podcast. We're looking forward to it. Over and out.
Thank you.
Good work, Kat.
Thanks guys.
Have the Crows in your pocket wherever you go with the Adelaide Crows official app. Get the latest Crows news, watch match highlights, view player profiles and follow the team live on game day. Best of all, it's completely free. On your iPhone, iPad or iPod Touch, open the App Store. On your Android device, go to the Google Play Marketplace. Click on the magnifying glass to open a search, type in Adelaide Crows and look for the blue Crows logo. Check it is the Adelaide Crows official app before clicking download and install. And that's it, you're done.